TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. Today, a lively talk from a monk about how to get into meditation without overthinking it. In his talk from TED 2022, spiritual leader Yungyi Mingyur Rinpoche busts the myths about meditation to make it easier for you to get started if you're not already practicing this kind of awareness regularly.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, click, click.
Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
So I would like to discuss about meditation. What we call the essence of meditation is awareness. And what is awareness? Knows what you're thinking, feeling, doing, seeing, hearing. That's all. So actually, meditation is very easy. But many people found difficult. Why? There are two misunderstandings about meditation. So the first is, many people think meditation means think of nothing. Stop thinking. Concentration. I'm meditating. Keep quiet. So the more when you try to stop thinking, what happened? You will think more. So we will do small experiment, okay? Now, please don't think about pizza. No pizza. No pizza. What happened? Did you think about pizza or no? Yes, raise your hand. I know. So, actually, we don't need to stop thinking. We just need to connect with awareness. And another misunderstanding about meditation is what we call blissing out. Looking for peace, calm, joy, relax. The more you look for relax, then peace, calm, joy, relax, or run away. So, let me share you my own experience. When I was young, I had panic attacks. Although I was born in the right middle of the Himalayan mountain, the area, the village, wonderful, but panic followed me as like shadow. And I have so much fear for strangers. I cannot go out and meet people. And a lot of storms in the Himalayan mountain, thunderstorm, snowstorm, these storms drive me crazy. And when I was 9 years old, I asked my father to teach me meditation. Luckily, he was a great meditation teacher. And the first thing what he said is, don't try to fight with the panic. Don't try to get rid of panic. And actually, he said, you don't have to. Why? Awareness is like sky in the mountain, and the panic is like storm in the mountain, like cloud. And no matter how storm is, it doesn't change the nature of sky. So sky is always present, pure, calm. Similarly, our fundamental quality of mind, awareness, is always present, pure, calm. But the problem is, we don't know how to connect with awareness. What we see only thought, emotion, that's all. So he said there are three steps of practice to connect with awareness. The first one, we have to use an object, support, to connect with awareness. So this is one of my first meditation technique, what I learned from my father. So you can join and you can relax your muscles in your body. If you cannot relax, also okay, allowed. And close your eyes and please listen to sound. And when you hear the sound through ear and mind together, that is the meditation. And let panic come and go. Let pizza come and go. And maybe 2 pizza, 3 pizza, 10 pizzas. As long as if you remember the sound, you can have pizza. Okay, how was it? Did you hear the sound? Great. That is the meditation. Very easy. Just hear, that's all. You don't have to do anything. So if panic comes, let panic come and go. Don't care, just listen to sound. Monkey mind comes, blah, 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 blah. Let it come and go, just listen to sound. So I did that. But I have a big problem. The problem is lazy. I'm lazy boy. I love the idea of meditation, but I don't like the practice of meditation. So on and off like that for 5 years, when I was 13 years old, in India, there's traditional 3-year retreat going to start. I thought I should join this because good for my laziness. And I joined. The first month, wonderful, no lazy. Second month, lazy come back. Now what happened? My lazy and my panic, they too become good friends. The life in the retreat become disaster. And I thought I should leave, but I feel embarrassed to leave because I told all my childhood friends that I can do the retreat, you know. I don't want to lose my face. But if I stay, almost 3 years to go, then I thought, what should I do? In the end, I decided to learn how to live with the panic. So now we have this second step, what we call, actually, we can meditate everywhere, anytime, with anything. So you can meditate with the panic. How to do that? Just like listen to sound, when you listen to sound, sound becomes support for your meditation. Now you can watch panic. If you see the panic, great. What we call, when you see the river, you're out of river. When you see the mountain, you're out of mountain. So now awareness becomes more than panic, more than depression, stress, monkey mind, whatever. Let them come, let them go. So this is the first benefit. And second benefit, what we call, there's a wisdom comes. So when you look at the panic is not solid stone anymore. Panic becomes pieces, frightened image, voice, background belief. And if you take one of these away, you cannot find panic. So what I call panic become like shaving foam, look like piece of rock, but inside full of bubbles. Then three, what I call, this is acceptance, like self-kind, self-love, self-compassion. You let panic come and go, that's the really acceptance, isn't it? So three in one, awareness, love and compassion, wisdom, sometimes what I call, buy one, get two free. Big deal, right? And all this because of panic. So now panic become your teacher, your best friend. So I did this practice, and in the end, me and my panic become very good friend, and a few weeks later, panic is gone. I miss my friend. And I finished my retreat. My retreat went very well, and after that, I have very eager to share this wonderful technique to the world. So I taught meditation many places, wrote a few books, become bestseller, and then students, and become abbot of a few monasteries. Then what happened? Kind of new ego emerged within me. I thought, oh, I have to watch out this. So then I decided to do something very special, what we call wandering retreat, meaning you left everything behind, go on the street with nothing. So I decided to do that in 2011. I left my monastery, my student, my wonderful cozy bed, everything, and go on the street with only a few thousand Indian rupees. And that finished within a few weeks. That I have to beg food, and I got food poisoning. Vomiting, diarrhea, I'm alone on the street. Now I'm going to die. Then I thought, what should I do? So now we have the third step, what we call open awareness meditation. Awareness be with itself. Sky be with itself. Now no need to have support. Just be awareness itself. So I did this, that practice. Then what happened? My body become decaying. I cannot see, I cannot hear, but my mind becomes so present, beyond free. And I was in that state for a few hours. Luckily, I didn't die. I come back. So when I come back, the street become like my home. When I look at the tree become like tree of love. And wind blows to my face, become joyful experience. And the rest of my retreat went very well. I learned a lot from my retreat. So I like to share this open awareness meditation, but it is very difficult to explain. But I want to do something drama. And this is what I learned from my father. So what we call this mala is the crazy monkey mind, bala 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 yara yara. And the open awareness meditation means you don't have to do anything, just be. That's all. And you don't need to meditate. The sense of presence, being, but not loss. Be free, be present. Thank you very much.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.